My other quick question is, yesterday you referred to something about contrast, and you said, if you're really sick, then you've never been weller. And my question
is, if the stock market is a roller coaster, then the future economy of your world is assured.
Right.
Because the more of that there is, the more asking there is, and the more asking there is, the more answering there is. So there is a huge economy or vortex of all desires available to anyone who lines up with the frequency of it.
Right. So I think you just answered the question, actually, which is, how do I close that? When you say, if you're not well, if you're sick, then you're in your vibrational escrow, you're never more well. And the thought that occurred to me is, well, it sounded so wonderful that I thought, oh, I could get sick. I'd love to be that well. And so I just want to, my point is, I don't want to go there.
Well, that was the point that we were making. In other words, we were making that point in this way. We don't want you to get sick to be weller, but we want you to stop beating up on yourself when you find yourself exploring contrast. So many deliberate creators are now feeling uncomfortable about contrast as if they are doing something wrong. We want you to learn to manage the contrast, to mine the contrast. We want the contrast to be the stuff from which your hopes and dreams and desires are made of, rather than something that feels ominous as if it will overtake you. The detail. So many people, in fact, most of the world, speaks as if the world needs to be cleaned up so that I can view a spot of clarity and then feel good. And we're wanting to say, don't change the world, just change your focus. Mm-hmm. Don't try to get rid of the contrast, just sharpen your ability to derive from the contrast things wanted, you see. Mm-hmm. That really is the powerful message that came out of yesterday's gathering. Because many people, when we began talking about the science of deliberate creation, people began becoming afraid of their thoughts. Cancel, they say. They try to suck the thought back before a law of attraction would get hold of it and create something that they did not want. And we want you to understand that wherever you are is fine. Wherever you put your boat in the stream, you have the ability to let go of the oars and let the stream carry you to where you want to be. And so this is all about asking you to make more of an effort to stop defining the contrast as bad. It's like when we talk about contrast, we're talking about the range of probabilities. But when we use the word contrast, most people hear things not wanted. Things not wanted. Contrast is things not wanted. We say, of course there are things not wanted in contrast. It's contrast. There are things not wanted and there are things wanted. There are things really not wanted and there are things really, really, really wanted. There are things really, really awful and things really, really wonderful. Contrast as a whole is a good thing. And when you learn to pay attention to who you are and how you feel, then contrast is the environment from which you derive your ideas. It is the basis of expansion, which means it is the basis of eternity.
It's wonderful. Thank you.
It is wonderful.
Thank you. Sir.